Blockbuster Nostalgia is brought to you by People's Choice Video Express. Rent, buy, sell, trade movies, video games, adult titles, pop culture stuff, t-shirts, toys, anything that you like from the 90s at People's Choice Video Express.
Yeah, just bring it in. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Your old 90s newspapers? Sure, why not?
Why not? Comic books that are worth nothing? Yeah.
Yeah, bring all of them. we'll take them, sure. Suckers.
The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes they're friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia. The movie podcast is counting down the biggest hit movies of the 1980s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And today's episode, you know the deal. We're recapping everything
real quick. We're counting down to the final four, so we decided to go back and talk about some of the old stuff that we did.
That's right.
Way back when.
Actually, at this point, we're talking about stuff we did like,
two weeks ago. Yeah. But yeah, we're pretty high up in the list.
Let's do it. Let's do it to it.
Yeah, no, I don't remember any of this.
Nope. I mean, we drink a lot, so.
Yeah, I guess.
It's all a blur.
I was blaming people for, I was like, I think there's curses on me. There's a curse on me. Because.
Memory curse?
No, the last like a couple times that I gotten really blackout drunk, I've lost stuff that I really like. So there's got to be like a curse or something, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a curse.
Yeah,
it's not just a result of your alcoholism.
No, of course not.
Yeah,
no, just I was drunk and then I lose shit. Nope, curse. No,
it's probably because of that gypsy woman that you peed on.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, she
kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, but you know, she's a little bit freaky like that.
I mean, my Pornhub channel. And,
We know.
I gotta bring in the viewers.
Exactly. People need to see things that go beyond the realm of normal sexual activity.
Yeah, and
otherwise, how are you gonna
I won't do lowest common denominator, which is incest. I won't do it.
You won't do it. You'll do it.
I mean, I won't, not the actual incest, but like saying that it's incest, because none of those are real incest.
Oh, obviously. I mean, but unless.
Or are they? Unless. Wait a minute.
So we're going to start off with Lethal Weapon Part 2. Speaking of incest, Danny Glover, once again, just dick out all the time.
Yeah.
His family's like, around. It family, doesn't matter.
Sure. Yeah. This also has the toilet bomb.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously in the first movie, he has the famous scene where his family runs into him in the bathtub.
Dick out
in the tub, rubber dub dub.
Water magnifies stuff, so the dick is like bigger looking for his teenage daughter to see.
Yeah, well, he wants his teenage daughter to be impressed, and also
he wants to impress his teenage daughter.
Well, here's the thing: it sets up a unrealistic expectation for all the men she's with.
That's
so
true.
That when she sees them, she's like, no.
Yeah, she probably. Yeah, it's a normal thing for her to be like, not as big as my dad.
She's obviously what you want to hear when you're sleeping with a lady.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you're good, but you know, you're not as big as my dad. That's exactly what you want to hear.
Yeah.
I know he's
this one, he is on the toilet and there is a bomb there, and so then Mel Gibson and the rest of the bomb squad have to come in, and there's a lot of weird naked hugging and hiding in bathtubs.
They have a moment. He has to pull him off into the bathtub.
Right. Covered up with like lead sheets or whatever.
Yeah, for the bomb to explode.
Yeah.
But they only have like a second or something like
Luckily,
that.
Luckily, he's already redoing his house anyways.
Yeah.
So you can get cool things like nailed him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So this is the one he kills the guy with a nail gun.
He kills the guy with a nail gun.
Oh, and he says nailed him. It's fucking perfect.
Kill the guy with a nail gun.
This is also a diplomatic community. This is where we all, as a nation,
realize the diplomatic.
The diplomatic community. Oh, that guy was a dick.
He is a dick. He's and dick. Also, I feel like my dick gives me immunity over certain things.
Yeah, exactly. Like lower wages.
That's right.
Because you're a man.
Yeah.
So you get paid more. Also,
not really that true anymore, but yes.
No, that's 100% true. So. Also, not being raped.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that part's definitely.
Unless you're in prison.
Unless you're in prison, yeah. Different.
And we've talked about this before. In prison.
You be the raper, not the rapee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just first night.
First night.
Just mush it into a dude.
Mush it in. Multiple dudes if you can.
Yeah. Mush into as many dudes as you possibly can. First night in. Like, you're in there for
you gotta smuggle that Viagra.
You're in there for a DUI. Just Just mush it in, dude.
Yeah, I like that you're not even in there for a serious... Well, I do.
Yeah, you're not in, like, prison. You're, like, in jail. You're
in jail, yeah. Or you just go in for, like, disorderly conduct.
Yeah, you're in, like, that waiting room that they make you sit in for a long time, but you're just trying to rape a dude.
You're in the police precinct, and you're just trying to, like, rape an officer over in the corner.
They're like, this is the only way that I'm going to be top dog around here, man.
Like, this is just a questioning room. Yeah. You're not even under arrest, technically.
Yeah. Like, we're just here to take your, like, alcohol level test, and then that's it.
Yeah.
But you try to rape, like, 14 guys out there.
So now we got an issue.
Yeah. Now we got some assault charges coming up. But no, diplomatic immunity means that you can't get arrested for shit, which we looked it up in this episode.
And it's not really so cut and dry.
It's not so cut and dry.
You can definitely get kicked out of the country if you murder people.
Yeah, you can't just be killing people and be a diplomat.
Well, if you murder people, first of all, you will get arrested.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, you can just get kicked out of the country most likely.
In this one, it was like, well, because they had to prove it.
Yes. And
so they can't, like, bring him in.
But also, they have a lot of proof.
They do have a lot of proof.
A ton of proof.
Yeah. And he's
throughout,
like,
this entire movie, and just it's diplomatic immunity.
You can't arrest a man.
Yeah.
Because he can do whatever he wants. I think diplomatic immunity, I think it's only one person that they said that killed somebody that wasn't arrested for it or something. We looked it up in this episode.
Yeah. And even those people, they're kicked out.
It's more for, like, traffic tickets, I think.
Yeah.
Which, if I had diplomatic immunity, I'm parking anywhere.
Oh, yeah. And I'm speeding constantly.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Fuck the rest of you guys. And especially if you're, like, in New York.
He just went too far. Look, you get diplomatic immunity, and you think, I can do whatever I want. Speed, park wherever. It's cool. I don't have to worry about it. He just went a little too far and was like, well, what about murder and drug trafficking?
Yeah.
And, like,
or I could do a lot of drug trafficking and a lot of murder.
Yeah. You should have stopped at the parking tickets, really.
Also, how did they fix the diplomatic immunity problem?
Shot him in the head.
Shot him square in the head.
Danny Glover revokes that shit by which he shoots him with a 357 square in his goddamn head.
Yeah. Blows his goddamn brains out.
Yeah.
That's how you fix diplomatic immunity problems.
That is how you fix it. International incident
avoided, fixed.
Yeah, fixed forever.
Yeah,
yeah. South
shot
Africa
square in the head.
What has South Africa ever given us except for Charlie's throne?
Yeah,
if
no,
that,
we
if
get
that's
to
even how you pronounce it.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, we get to Neil Blockman.
Right? Oh, that's true. Yeah, District 9.
District 9. I
pretty
mean,
good, pretty good.
That's kind of it, though.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Yeah.
A wrap on that.
Yeah. He hasn't impressed me
that,
too much.
That Halo movie never came to fruition.
Or his RoboCop remake.
Or his Aliens
remake. Or his Alien remake.
He had a lot of what ifs.
Yeah, he did.
That guy.
He had a lot of what ifs of other people's work.
That's right. Well, and also, I mean, Chappie, we've talked about it a lot, but it's just
RoboCop.
It's just Johnny Five.
Yeah,
it's just fucking Short Circuit.
It's just Short Circuit. Yeah. That's true.
It's just Short Circuit with rappers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But that's good. We get Neil Blomkamp, and then that's. Diane Ward. We talked about this.
Get them? Do we really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we get high pitched.
Are we forced? Are we forced to endure, or do we get them as a present?
Yeah. No, I get. I mean,
Is that the present from your grandparents where you're like, oh, thank you so much.
Hey, look at that.
Just when I.
Good. Hug your grandma. Hug your grandma and say thank you.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, grandma.
And then you're like, can I return this to Walmart or Target or somewhere? What will take this without a receipt? Because I do not want
Bruce
it.
Bruce Springsteen cassette tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you clearly found in your basement. I'm inclined to keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough.
So, you know, shoot every, diplomat from South Africa. Sure, why not?
Revoked. Whatever.
Revoked. That, is the line. It's great.
Apartheid, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So then we get to episode 86, Gremlins, the greatest Christmas movie ever, maybe?
Arguably. I mean, we talked about Die Hard, which is not really a Christmas movie.
Not really a Christmas movie.
People
this
say it is. It's not
really
a Christmas
movie either, honestly.
It is 100% a Christmas movie. There's a whole talk about Santa Claus.
And there's Christmas tree. And, I mean, Gizmo is a Christmas present.
He's a Christmas present. Exactly. He's there's a Christmas 100% trees.
Christmas present.
They go caroling.
They do go caroling.
The gremlins go caroling. Yeah.
Pretty great.
I like that they just know parts of our society. for being little monsters.
For being one day old monsters born from a different monster.
Yeah. They just spawned from the back of another monster. Yeah. They just know. They wear sunglasses. They wear trench coats that they then flash people with.
That's true.
They go to the bar. They go to the movies and get popcorn.
Yeah. They know the whole routine.
They know so much about our society. Christmas caroling just for the joke.
Even
of
Gizmo.
Attacking a person while you're Christmas
caroling. That's true. It's pretty good. Even Gizmo, he doesn't really know human society, and yet he knows Rambo.
He does, because in part two, he turns into Rambo.
Part two, he turns into Rambo.
Yeah, exactly. So
he knows how to drive a car.
Yeah. They do so much fun society shit. This is a Christmas movie, so obviously we have to have Emma in this episode.
That's right, yeah.
Because all Christmas movies were called by Emma at the time.
That's true.
But goddamn, I love this movie, and I love part two a lot.
Yes, they're both great.
Part two is so ridiculous
and
over the top.
Part two is also one of the most amazing sequels, and that it doesn't even really try and be a real sequel. It's just
like a big joke on the first one.
It's just a big joke. A weird fourth wall breaking Hulk Hogan in a theater. It's in the future now.
Spider gremlins
and there's a lady gremlin that's like,
there's a sexy lady gremlin
fucking a dude. It's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I do have to hand it to them. That goddamn it, if you're going to make a sequel to Gremlins,
yeah,
get it as crazy as you possibly can. And they did. There's a smart gremlin that sings New York, New York.
That's true. He goes on a talk show. He goes on David Letterman to explain his fucking political
views.
It's
ridiculous.
He's on Bill Maher's fucking HBO show talking about...
It's so fucking funny.
Whatever bullshit. It's great.
Also, Phoebe Cates.
Oh, yeah. Prime Phoebe.
Yeah, and the main guy,
what's his name?
There was a Corey in this?
There's a Corey in this who plays the kid.
Yeah, one of the Corey's.
There's also Judge Reinhold who plays a dick.
Yeah, Judge Reinhold is a dickhead.
There's a bunch of great character actors, and then there's the main guy who,
that guy.
I want to say Dave, maybe? Yeah,
Dave something, right?
John.
You know what? Also, I've forgotten about this movie is that in the very beginning, there's an old lady that wants to kill his dog.
That's right. She's really vicious.
Yeah. And she's like,
she's a piece of shit.
She's like, your dog.
And it's all just so when she gets brutally murdered,
you're like, yeah, take that 65-year-old lady. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, give me the dog. And then he's like, why? And she's like, because I will kill him and put him out of his misery.
What did the dog dug up her petunias or
something? Yeah, something like, I think he might have eaten her Christmas decorations.
I think that might be actually. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think he wrecks the Christmas decorations. Yeah.
He knocked over some Christmas.
He's like, I'm sorry, I'll pay for it. It's like, I don't want you to pay for it. I want the dog.
I want the dog's head
so I can kill the dog.
So I can kill it and hang the dog up in a Christmas outfit.
Yeah, well, it's just fucking Cruella de Vil. What the fuck is this? Like, fuck that bitch.
Super Cruella de Vil shit.
Yeah, it's so shitty. Like, in the 80s, we were just cool with killing dogs?
No, we weren't.
Nobody was, right?
That's why we were super happy when that lady gets brutally murdered by gremlins.
Yeah, the gremlins. I was rooting for the gremlins on that one.
I mean, I was rooting for the gremlins the whole movie.
Yeah.
If I got to be perfectly honest.
Also, some crazy brutal gremlin deaths.
Really brutal.
They put them in the fucking blender, the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the crazy brutal deaths.
It's great.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you can get away with crazy violence as long as it's not human violence.
Because it's gremlins. Yeah.
Or you'd be robots. You cut Lance Henderson in half.
He's
a robot.
He's got milk blood.
It's fine. Great. Yeah. You can't just show a dude getting ripped in half otherwise. Yeah, the same thing with gremlins. You want to put a fucking gremlin in a blender and smash him into pulp? Yeah, it's fine. It's a little monster. Monster dude.
Monster guy.
Gremlins is fucking great.
Speaking of a monster man, we're talking about Sly Stallone. We're talking about Rambo, First Blood, Part 2.
Part 2. Unnecessary long title. You could have just gone with
Rambo 2. Our First Blood 2?
Just Rambo.
Then what would you call
Part 4?
Part 4.
yeah.
Which should have been called John Rambo.
It should have been called John Rambo, yeah.
Which it originally was.
Which I feel like was the next one. Was the last one was just called
Last Blood.
Last Blood, yeah.
Yeah. First Blood, Last Blood.
Yeah. Then which was disappointing.
It's a little bit.
But anyway.
But it does get confusing with the names.
Yeah, it does get. All right. So
but
first,
Rambo 2.
First Blood Part 2. It actually could have been called Second Blood. Sure, why not?
Sure.
But in this
everyone just started calling First Blood Rambo, so they were like, well, we got to call it Rambo 2, but also it's First Blood Part 2.
Yeah.
So
do you remember the first one?
100% I remember where the first one.
He's a homeless guy that hides in the woods.
That's right. He hides in the woods. He kills no people.
No, he accidentally dies.
One person dies.
But it's an accidental type
of thing.
That's right. Yeah.
He does ride a motorcycle and have a big knife and it's kind of cool.
He gets shot and he has to do like the
whole. And he sews himself up and whatnot.
Yeah.
And he does have that great speech where, you know, over there's a woman.
Over here, over there.
Yeah. People call me baby killers. They don't know. You know, fuck those guys. Yep. Yeah. That whole thing. It's a great speech.
So then you follow up that movie with the movie where he kills 75 fucking dudes.
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah. So the plot is crazy to me.
The plot is crazy.
It's crazy to me think about it. And I know it's the 80s.
It's such a great movie, though. I love this movie so much.
It's such a crazy. Like, the plot is, hey, you remember the Vietnam War 10 years ago?
Yep.
Well, actually, more like 17 years ago. There's still guys over there.
Which is true. There were.
And they're like, we got to send somebody to go get them.
Right.
And then they send.
What about the guy that's in prison for terrorizing a town?
He's not in regular prison. He's in 1934 prison.
That's right. He's breaking rocks.
Yeah. He's breaking rocks into smaller rocks.
I never. Why?
Yeah.
Why did they need big rocks broken into small rocks so badly? Yeah.
You got to cut them.
Never understood. Are they mining? What are they doing?
What the fuck are you breaking the rocks for?
Why?
Are you moving them out of the way? Like, what? Yeah. I don't understand what they're doing.
Are you building a thing? Shouldn't you be moving the rocks?
It's just like when you give a kid, like, weird busy work.
That's true.
It's just like, we need these fucking inmates to do something other than rape each other. Because, again, everybody's mushing dicks in the butts. So so we gotta give them something else to do. What if we just have them break big rocks into smaller rocks?
Yeah, give them sledgehammers.
You know what? There's rocks everywhere.
Also, give them sledgehammers. They're incredibly violent criminals that hate each other.
He's in jail for like 17 years for killing a cop. Racial violence
everywhere. Yeah. But let's just give all of these people fucking giant sledgehammers. Yeah. And I'm sure they'll only hit the big rocks.
Yeah. There's no way that these guys serving life in prison without a possibility of parole are going to kill one more person. Yeah. Why would they do that?
Why would they do that? There's no reason to.
So they go get Chain Gang 1934 Rambo.
John Rambo, yeah.
And they're like, hey, we need somebody to go in there. Just take some pictures.
But I got a question. Do I get to win this time?
And then he's like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
No, they sent him in to take some pictures. Turns out they're totally a dude's
there. They're POWs there.
They're POWs there.
Obviously, John Rambo's not going to take that lion down. He goes in.
Well, they're like, hey, leave them.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not
Fuck
leaving
that
them.
Shit. Yeah. It's my brother's.
I got to fighting to do it. And then he shoots
I was in a POW
78
camp.
Dudes yeah. in the face.
They abandon him, which then leads, of course, to a great torture scene.
And that's a leech torture scene.
It's the leech. Well, and it's also the electricity. Remember when he's up on that like bed frame and they're electrocuting him?
Oh, that's
and
right.
And then they put him in front of the radio and he gets the like classic like Murdoch.
Yeah, I'm coming for you. what a baller move.
So
to
good.
Be like, hey, they're torturing him. You only get one shot of talking to me. And he's like, I'm going to fuck
I'm
you up.
Fuck your shit right up.
He's like,
Yeah. this is such a great movie.
Yeah, and he does exactly that.
This is also the movie that has maybe my favorite moments in cinema history, which is there's a bunch of Russian dudes chasing after him. I think it's Russian dudes. It may be Vietnam dudes. Whatever.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of dudes chasing after him, and they run past him. They don't run past him. They run past a mud wall.
A mud wall.
And then his eyes open. Up, and then he grabs a dude and stabs him with his knife.
Fucking good.
It's the best.
Damn it, Stallone. You gotta be so fucking cool.
It's so fucking cool, man.
It is. It's a fucking fun ass movie, man. And he kills so many fucking dudes.
It's great.
Saves the POWs.
He has the explodey arrows.
Yeah, he has explodey arrows.
Arrows
in this
that
one.
Explode.
The first one is one where he goes behind the waterfall and kills himself, or is it this one?
Yeah, no, that's the first one.
That's the first one, right? Yeah. Does he get injured in this one?
I mean, he gets tortured.
Yeah, it's a torturing part.
He gets a lot of torture.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And also his heart gets hurt because the woman he loves is killed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Then he wears her necklace.
And you know what's funny? I don't remember any of the women he loved.
Well,
I remember the shooting guys.
I mean, the thing that's great about the woman he loves is that she definitely just wants to get the fuck out of Vietnam and doesn't care who she's with.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. She's like, yeah, whatever. Just get me out of here.
Just get me
whatever.
The fuck out of here.
For the love of God.
They have no sexual chemistry whatsoever.
As a person who has been to Vietnam.
Yeah, speak truth to power.
Yeah, there were a lot of POWs over there. They just parade them around the streets. It's weird.
They do. I mean, they're pieces of shit over there.
No,
all Vietnamese people.
Well, it was like a good time. We're all having a good time throwing confetti and shit. Yeah. And then, but there's POWs, and I was like, weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
I feel a little bad now.
Yeah, they were all like, please contact my family.
And they're like, they're all dead now. Yeah. It's been 30
and
years.
And I'm like, I'm drunk.
This PBR is only 80 cents.
Beers are 70 cents here. He's like, please help.
Like, 70 cent beers. I can't help you.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I'm drunk. I'm going on a tour tomorrow. I got tours I got to go
to.
Get
a couple of bon mis and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. But great movie. Also, Chris was a guest in this one.
Yeah, our one and only Chris appearance.
Yeah, our one and only Chris appearance. It was a good appearance.
Yeah. So that brings us to episode 88, Beverly Hills Cop Part 2.
Ooh, the bad Beverly Hills
speaking
Cop.
Speaking of Part
2s. Actually, well, there was a Part 3 too, right?
Well, yes, there was a Part 3. But yeah, speaking of Part 2s, just like with Rambo, the first one was a giant... Well, actually, the first one of this one was even... Much more so a giant
way
hit.
Bigger
this
than
was a
bigger.
Huge huge hit.
Yeah,
and so they came back and they said, let's just do the same thing, but we don't have a script, so Eddie, can you help?
And then he's like, yeah, I'll do just a bunch of jokes.
Yeah,
and they're like
perfect,
put a camera
that's
on
all
that
we
thing.
Wanted yeah, can we get the same director? No, he's busy. All right, who cares?
Yeah, get the fucking script girl to do it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it is all just Eddie Murphy doing
it's a lot of bits. Do they make sense? Not always.
No. He also, like, the plot is, it's like his friend gets killed, which is, well, it was the chief.
It's the chief of the police. He doesn't even get killed,
from the
right?
First
he gets,
one.
Like, injured.
He gets shot and he's in the hospital.
He gets shot and he's in the hospital, so he has to come back and solve his case.
But they're friends now?
But now they're good friends, even though at the end they kind of didn't like each other.
Yeah, they didn't like each other the whole first
but
movie.
There's so much friends that Eddie Murphy's, like, best friends with his daughter now. Like, they've been hanging nonstop.
This is also is
like
this,
every weekend Eddie flies down from Detroit. Yeah, and just
to
like,
fucking hang
hey,
with
yeah. barbecue time. Yeah, let's fucking do that.
Fishing.
Shit. Yeah,
we're gonna do some fishing.
Let's do some fishing. Let's like do some carne asada or something. Yeah. Like, we're gonna do it up.
Go for them. Streetwise, black cop from Detroit and
50-year-old white guy.
And you know, he was like 60.
Sexy daughter.
And then, also. He did not. He was not trying to get it in.
Not trying to get it in. He tries to get in with other ladies.
Probably Eddie Murphy's most progressive of all roles, where he plays a gay cop.
That's true.
Because he doesn't try to get it in.
This is a thing that a lot of people have pointed out. Axel Foley, quite possibly gay.
Yeah.
The real relationships you see with him, it's his good friend that got out of prison, that they're very, very close, that gets killed in the first one.
Yeah, that's right.
Then it's the two cops in all of them.
His awesome partner.
Judge Reinhold. And the older, fatter cop.
It's not Judge Reinhold. It's, isn't it Mad About You? What's his name?
No. Oh, well, yes. That guy's also his partner in Detroit.
He's a partner in Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, but then in Beverly Hills, it's
Judge
Reinhold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the fat guy whose name I can never remember, but who's awesome, who's Taggart.
Yeah, 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 Taggart, yeah.
And then obviously the police captain, who's like a six-year-old gray fox kind of guy. Maybe he has daddy issues. Yeah. Axel Foley's trying to get it in. You know, whatever.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But he never hits it up on the daughter.
Never hits it up on the daughter. Never hits it up on the ladies. It's not a 48-hour situation where he's trying to get it in with ladies all the time.
Yeah, like prostitutes and stuff. No, like in this one, he's just being a cop.
He's just being he's just being an improv artist.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah. You're right.
he's being an
he's doing
being
bits.
Improv anywhere guy. He's like fucking UCB like fucking dropout.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He's doing bits. He's doing being like an SNL audition.
It's an SNL audition. Even though by this point he has left SNL because he is too big.
Yeah, he saved SNL and
He moved on. You'll have to settle with Dana Carvey, Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, Chris Rock.
And we were like, yeah,
Dave
let's do Spade. That.
Yeah. Like, actually, this is much better than one guy being funny. Yeah, let's get
all
eight guys being
funny.
Funny. Yeah.
But he was like, you know what? I already saved SNL. I'm going to save fucking comedies and action comedies now. And he did.
And he did for a while.
Yeah, he did for a while. And then he was like, I'm just going to do comedies. And then, yeah, fine. Again, he did for a while.
He did for a while.
This is the one also where he
hustles. You know
what
he really needed? If anime has shown me anything, the only way you really get better is to have a great rival.
That's true.
So really, what he needed was
if we can get like a Nick Nolte in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Like if we get Nick Nolte and him.
Or really, if Adam Sandler could have been like 10 years older. Mm-hmm. So if the Water Boy would have released like a week after Beverly Hills Cop 2, that would have pushed him to where he's like, oh, I can't just rest on my laurels.
I can't just keep doing. Yeah.
I can't give just doing whatever shit. I gotta really do some good stuff.
Also, why Waterboy? It's fucking
terrible. I don't know, dude. Yeah. I don't know, whatever. It was a big hit.
That's the one. That's the movie where...
It was a big hit.
It was a big hit. But everybody's like, we like Adam Sandler doing stupid voices.
All right, what if...
It's just kind of like Liar Liar, where we were all like, we like Jim Carrey doing stupid stuff.
Yeah. All right, all comedies are terrible. All right, so what if... Okay, so if Mel Brooks was younger, and if Blazing Saddles...
Are you saying that Adam Sandler is just like young Mel Brooks?
No.
Are you?
Or I don't know. Am I?
Did you see the one where he goes on safari?
They're both very Jewish. According to Uncut Gems, they're both extremely Jewish.
Yeah.
Also gambling and fucking very attractive ladies, I guess, right?
Did Mel Brooks get it in a lot?
Was he
a woodsman?
His wife was pretty...
Yeah, you're right.
He had a really hot wife.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
anyways,
it's just being funny. Right?
My point is, if Blazing Saddles would have come out the same week Beverly Hills Cop would have come out, Eddie Murphy would have known, I can't just keep doing bullshit.
Yeah.
I got to really step up my game.
I got to do what he's doing now,
right.
Which is like Dolomite.
Yeah. And well, we'll see.
Even like Dreamgirls, he got nominated for best supporting actor for Dreamgirls, which is really good.
Although he only did Dreamgirls so he could do Norbit.
Yeah.
So yep.
He was like, yeah,
think about that.
Whatever, Dreamgirls, whatever. I want to be a big fat lady.
I want $100 million to be a big fat lady with a skinny, shitty, like, scared boyfriend.
And I'm playing both of them.
Of course I am. I don't have co-stars anymore. It's just all Eddie Murphy.
The whole movie's just me twice over.
I don't act with other people. Other people don't understand.
Nope. Only I can do
all roles.
Only I can be a big fat lady.
At this point, I'm actually, and this is 100% honest, not even being snarky, I am flabbergasted that there isn't an Eddie Murphy movie that is 100% Eddie Murphy.
Just all Eddie Murphy's background people.
All the background people are Eddie Murphy. All the main characters are Eddie Murphy. The director is Eddie Murphy.
We can do that.
The writer is Eddie Murphy. The producer is Eddie Murphy.
We can do that now. That's a thing that...
That is a thing that can 100% happen right now, and I am astounded that it hasn't.
Oh, man. Let's write a short where he's just everybody and then develop a feature for it.
Yeah.
He should. He should.
I mean, he might as well. If you're going to go to the point of Norbit...
Yeah, if you're going to go Norbit...
You might as well go full Norbit.
Yeah, go full on everybody. The fucking coffee person, like the...
Yeah.
And you know what?
They say don't...
That's a thing that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Somebody is going to make a full feature-length major film where one person is playing everybody.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet.
You've heard of one-man shows.
It's probably going to be like Spike Jonze or Michelle Gondry or something really weird and crazy.
But it really should just be Eddie Murphy.
But it should be a shit director with Eddie Murphy.
Yes, it should. It should 100% be the director of like Nutty Professor 8.
Or the Meet Dave one.
Or,
yeah.
Oh, the Meet Dave, sure.
Yeah.
Daddy Daycare or Grandpa Daycare, whatever that one was.
Granddaddy Daycare?
Danny Trejo, yeah. Get that director and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And all roles.
Yeah. It should be a shit director and it should be Eddie Murphy. And then also, the script should be very loose. And you should just tell Eddie Murphy to do whatever he wants to do.
I mean, that's all Eddie Murphy movies.
Yeah. That's exactly what Beverly Hills Cop 2 is. This is also the one where he steals a house.
He definitely steals a house. That is actually a great part in this movie.
He steals a house.
He steals a very nice house.
Also, they set up a thing where we think the house is going to get shot up. Never gets shot up.
Oh. There's a lot of misdirection in this movie.
There's weird things.
Although, unlike most movies with misdirect, when you say this movie has a lot of misdirection, you're like, oh, that's some twists and turns that I'd be very surprised on. No, this misdirection is just the audience expecting things to make sense and then
and they don't. Yeah. The plot is super ridiculous and convoluted.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wrote a single line of dialogue for him.
No, this is all just Eddie on the fly.
Just like, let him loose, man. He's at large.
Yeah, he is large, at large, yeah. In charge.
And people were like, yes, this is what I want.
He had a mustache. It's fine.
Fucking feed me spoonfuls of Eddie Murphy.
It did yeah. not matter. Not matter as long as Eddie Murphy was on screen.
Biggest fucking star of the 80s. Biggest star of the 80s, yeah.
He kind of is.
I think by far, right? Well, maybe not by far. It's not by far. Him and Harrison Ford.
It's him, Harrison Ford, Sly Stallone, and Arnold.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's like the Mount Rushmore of the 80s, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like Michael J. Fox, Mel Gibson.
Bruce Willis.
They're like the next level.
Yeah. Kurt Russell
for sure, yeah.
Yeah, especially like hindsight-wise.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell moves up really high.
Because
we love him, and also because now we know that his movies are fucking great.
That's true.
But when they came out,
No one saw Big Trouble, which is tragedy. Episode 90, we get animated, kind of.
Well,
it's Who Framed Robert Roger.
Who Framed Robert Roger?
It's who framed Robert Rodriguez, mm-hmm. And that person is Quentin Tarantino. He deserves to burn in hell.
No, they're best friends. Don't even joke about that. They're best friends.
They are best friends. They're BFFs. It's very cool, actually.
Yeah. We get two awesome rock and roll directors. They're just best friends.
They're fucking great. I love it.
And one of them makes amazing movies. The other one, it's fine. One of them was just a cool guy, actually.
The other one made Desperado, though, and the Lifetime Immunity.
The other, I feel like I could probably hang more with Rodriguez than with Tarantino.
That's true. Tarantino seems like not the best hang.
He's probably like a bit too intense.
A bit too intense. A bit too like heady.
Yeah.
A bit too trying to prove that he's better than you.
Yeah, and a lot of talking about shit.
Did you see this French movie from 1973 and you're like
can we talk about something else? But Rodriguez in the meantime is like, yeah, you want another margarita? Let's get another fucking margarita. Put on my hat. And then I put on his hat.
You put on your hat, it's like, this is a cool hat.
Yeah,
and he's like, also I have this footage of this guy getting blown in half, and you're like, fuck yeah, can let's watch that shit?
Let's watch it. Yeah, he's like, yeah, sure, why not? Also let's get two more margaritas.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. More, you're speaking more of my those. Language, my friend.
Yeah. Anyway. It's a little less obscure. He's like, have you seen this? Yeah, have you seen?
You seen some of those shit that Scott Atkins is doing? Or,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have you seen a Bullet with Steve McQueen? You're like, yeah, I have, but I will watch it again.
Yeah, we're like,
let's
out.
Do it.
If we're talking about this, let's fucking pull the trigger on this, man. Let's do it. And Rodriguez is like,
have you read
this
Frank Miller comic? Yes, and I will read it again.
Let's get some fucking tacos and do this.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Miguel Tarantino is just off on his own rant.
Off on his own rant.
With his Oscars and shit.
1938 French movie.
With his Oscars that Robert Rodriguez will never, ever, ever get a whiff of.
That's probably true.
Yeah. There's a lot of alternate realities.
What is the best Robert Rodriguez movie?
It's
probably Desperado,
It's probably
right?
Desperado, yeah.
Desperado's pretty dope.
I'm a big fan of Sin City.
I mean, the first Sin City is really good,
too. The first Sin City is fucking great.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll produce something really awesome.
I can see that.
The way that, like, Brad Pitt, they were like, this is his second Oscar nomination.
Oh, because he produced 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, because he produced that movie, and he won.
Was he not nominated for Fight Club or for...
No.
He won
an Oscar for 12 Years a Slave.
Wow.
And
seven no nomination.
And now he won an Oscar for Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. Best movie of the year, by the way.
Arguably. But anyway.
I mean, I'm arguing.
Yeah. All right. But anyway, yeah. Maybe Robert Rodriguez will produce something.
That's true. I could 100% see that happening. Yeah.
Or he'll get like, or he'll do some awesome fucking camera work.
And get like,
because he does that.
Yeah,
he's
his own
DP.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he gives best cinematography.
Yeah, yeah, he gets a best cinematography.
They won't give it to him though, because he's too avant-garde.
Yeah, and then they're all like, no, we can't.
He'll get a lifetime achievement award when he's like 97.
He is accredited. I know we're supposed to be talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll get to you, man.
But I do think he's super cool. He's the guy that changed the fucking stupid Directors Guild.
That's true.
Laws
about
only one person
because Frank Miller.
Because of Frank Miller, he's like, I will leave your stupid fucking union, and they're like, all right, fine. And then the Coen brothers were like, what the fuck, dude?
Like, we've been doing this the whole time.
You guys love us, and we've been directing these movies together for 25 years.
We've had to rotate out.
Yeah, we switch it up for you guys. And yeah. Then one guy shows up with a movie that's not going to get nominated for Best Picture, of our movies are.
Hell no.
And then you give it to that guy?
Yeah.
But good for him.
I mean, good for him. He's right, because Frank Miller is a genius.
Yeah, and also, you can have fucking three directors, and everybody should get nominated. Why not? You have 40 producers in a fucking movie, and all of them get the nomination.
And most of them do nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So, or you get, like, editors or composers, and there's more than one. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, the Academy's stupid.
The Academy is very
dumb. The guilds are dumb.
Guilds are dumb.
Anyway,
Hoover and Roger Rabbit. Not dumb.
Let's talk about Hoover and Roger Rabbit.
Bob Hoskins, Rob Zemeckis.
Yeah, one of my heroes. With some of the best fucking animation that I've ever seen. Oh yeah, Jessica Rabbit, which is
This is still somehow. This movie, 1989, right? Yeah. It is 2020. It's 31 years later, right?
And it hasn't been done better.
No, it's never been done better.
Not even Monkey Bone did
Space,
it better.
Yeah.
Somehow Monkey Bone didn't come
through. The amazing Monkey
Brendan
Bone.
Brendan Fraser and a fucking monkey.
I mean, we got Space Jam 2 coming up. Maybe they'll finally crack the code.
We had a cool world.
We had a very cool world because, you know, if Holly could, she would.
Yeah. God damn it, I love it.
There were so many comic book ads of that. Many comic book ads.
Oh, they were in every comic.
In the 90s,
in the fucking, like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. And then that 90s age of, like, printing 40 million fucking Cyclops' wedding.
There were so many Wall Cuts 3. Cyclops and Jaeger's wedding? Oh, my God, yeah.
They printed 40 million of that thing.
So many of them. Yeah.
And it was a comic book where there was a wedding.
It was just a wedding.
Yeah, and
just two all of us boys
were like, yeah, I got to get that one.
I got to get that one.
I got to have that one, yeah. It's got a
Wolverine's
lanyard.
Because Wolverine's very sad.
Yeah.
He writes a letter about how sad he is.
That's what we want from Wolverine is his sad letters. That's what I want from the guy with the healing power and the claws.
And the metal, killing many, many ninjas.
Yeah, the strongest metal ever claws. Yeah, I want his sad letter about his sweetheart.
The girl that he loves that will never love him
love
back.
Love him back getting married.
Getting married to the stiff guy with the eye blasts.
45 million copies.
That the 90s thing. Were a crazy time. Yeah.
But Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Also, one of my favorite bits, not bits maybe, but the things that we talked about in this podcast is the death thing.
Oh, the dip?
No, not that.
Or just the ridiculous cartoon deaths.
Yeah, the fact that the cartoons don't die.
That's right. They're immortal beings.
They're immortal, like godlike beings.
They are godlike beings.
They can only be killed by
the dip.
The dip, or if it's funny.
Oh, that's true.
That was the thing we talked about. The weasels die because
it's
funny.
So funny. Yeah,
yeah. Because it's a bit.
I do love
so
that.
So they will only die if it's a bit.
I want to live that way.
It's fucking perfect.
The only way I ever want to die is if it's hilarious.
If it's hilarious, exactly.
If it's that funny, I will be okay with death. First of all, every time I have this discussion a million times that it's like, do you really want to live forever? Wouldn't it be sad? And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't care. I want to live forever. Fuck you guys.
I'll just meet new people.
Yeah. You're like, everyone you know will die. Yeah, fuck them.
I'll meet new people.
Yeah,
again.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, your wife will. I'll meet a young chick. I don't care. I'll fuck her.
Everything's
fine.
Everything will be boring because it happens over and over again.
I'll find some new shit.
No, you know what? We're on the cusp of like sex robots and that. That shit didn't happen 100 years ago.
100 years ago, you would have said that shit. But then there was cars and jets and fucking airplane and helicopters and Ferraris and shit. Like, no, shit will be exciting.
Yeah, everything will stay exciting.
I'm looking forward to Gundams, okay? Yeah. So relax.
And then eventually you get to see like humanity die out.
But that being said, as much as I want to be immortal, and I very much want to be immortal, if my death was fucking hilarious,
if it's a bit,
if it's a really good bit, I got it. I'm going down.
You could just do go out Carradine style and just die jerking off.
The choke joke?
yeah. You could just die jerking off in Thailand.
Yeah, that's not that funny.
No, I feel like,
it's a little funny.
We can all agree that there was a prostitute in there.
I hope.
Picked up her shit and bounced out.
I hope,
right? Like, at the very least, a lady boy
was like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah. That's all, folks.
Yeah. Roger Rabbit style. what's a, how do you want to be, like, what's a, your best found dead? Like, how do you want to be found?
Oh, how do I want to be found? Ooh, that's a good, I'm going to say mound of coke,
mound of
prostitutes.
Or just like a big pile of them?
I'm saying like 18 prostitutes.
All right. A giant pile of them.
Giant pile of prostitutes. Yeah. Three Ferraris.
You know what? It would be cool if and if it's a party that has been going for like 4 days, but you've been dead for three of those days.
Yes. 100% yes.
Yeah.
Music still going
of
when
course.
They find me.
Yeah.
It's still like, and it's good music.
What
it's
are the not, Ferraris doing?
Running.
Are they just outside?
No, they're in. I'm on top
part
of them.
Of it. Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
on top of the pile of prostitutes, on top of the Ferraris.
Yeah, so the Ferraris are on top. Like the Ferraris are the base.
Yeah, of course.
They're
yeah.
like your cement base of your house. They're, and then it's me and prostitutes all piled on top.
They're parked way too close to each other.
Oh, way too close.
So the paint is scratching.
Yeah, and they're still running for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, no, because of music.
Yeah, the music.
Yeah,
and the music's still playing.
The prostitutes on top of that, then cocaine on top of that,
and cocaine just everywhere, right? Just piles. I've got like a bottle of Jameson in one hand and my other hand.
In a vagina.
I was going to say in a vagina, but I also like the idea of it holding maybe like an M60.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool.
And just firing into the sky.
Yeah. All right.
There's like three girls on my dick at the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so, you know.
At all times.
At all times. I don't know. Silk robe.
Yeah, all right. The silk is what finishes it off.
Oh, and like a piece of filet mignon in my mouth.
Okay, yeah. Just one piece of filet mignon. All right, all right.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
That's you live the, in dream. The dream. That's the dream.
That's how you want to be found.
Yeah, that's how I want to be found. That's how I want to go out.
Yeah.
That's really it.
That's how you want somebody to be like, and oh,
also,
shit, he's
I'm
dead.
1,030 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Again, you want to live forever.
And I'm a robot body, I guess. At this point, I'm Ghost in the Shell in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your brain is just in a... Which, I mean, you know what? That's one of the things that I lament about the generation that we're in, is that only the rich people will have that.
That's true.
Yeah. I think we have to wait like 200 more, like 150 to 200 years before everybody can just put their consciousness into a robot.
Into a robot body? Yeah.
Yeah. For now, though,
or into a clone
Bezos.
Body, the island style?
Yeah. I mean, if I could start now... I would start now because by the time I'm 60, I need all those organs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I got to clone myself up now.
Look, if we're being honest, by the time you're 50, you're going to need all those organs.
Yeah. I'm going to need a liver at the very
at
least.
At the very least, you're going to need a liver in like 3 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Get cloning, motherfucker.
Little buddy's working really hard.
Real hard. Yeah. Real hard.
He's just shoveling that coal, man, day in and day out. You don't live past 50 on that.
No, no. You're going to need a new liver almost immediately.
Yep.
So we're going to wrap today's episode up with episode 90. It is Michael Douglas. It is Glenn Close in her sexiest role.
Glenn Close?
Glenn Close? Sexy? Actually, Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. Great. I mean, these are the sexiest that I used to jerk off when I was a kid.
But you talk about that a lot in the podcast, actually. Almost an amount that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot. I would say that 65% of what I said and that episode
is inappropriate for all audiences.
Yeah, yeah,
really,
yeah.
Even if you're an adult,
I describe the jerking off.
He describes in very detail. You know what his dick looks like.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of detail.
Yeah,
and my method.
And his method.
My rhythms.
Yeah, that's right. The you know the song, so you time the beats.
Yeah, exactly. The big mirror in front of me. Yeah,
and it's 1989, 88. So I'm assuming it's Paul. George Michael? Paul George? I was going to go the basketball player.
the famed basketball player, Paul George.
Paul George. Paul George Michael, who was a basketball player and also part of Wham.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. You know, he's famous for all his singing and basketballing.
That's right.
And one earring.
Yeah, one earring, very gayness, and also 6'7" basketball player.
Exactly. A perfectly trimmed stubble beard.
Yeah, that's right. Stubble beard.
Perfect. Perfect.
Jason Statham saw that as a teenager and was like, got it.
That's what they want.
That's the worst a French Jason accent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is absolutely the worst Jason Statham
that is
I've
what
ever
they
heard.
Want. I am Jason Statham. That's what I want right now. I wanted that to be it.
Wow.
I never thought anyone would take the worst impression ever from my mantle place, but I humbly present it to you because that was amazing. That was the most amazing Jason Statham.
Hit me up at Jason Statham. Hit me
at
up.
Jason Statham.
At Jason Statham. I'll hit you up on Twitter.
Yeah.
I expect a rebuttal.
Fatal Attraction.
This
Michael
movie,
Douglas. Michael Douglas taught an entire generation of men, don't cheat.
Oh, it's like it's worst case scenario, right?
It is worst
it's
case
It's all worst
scenario.
Case. First of all, pregnant, which is number one
Bad.
Worst case scenario.
Worst case, yes.
Number two.
I mean, well, worst case scenario is AIDS.
Actually, in the 80s, yeah. You're right. Actually, yeah, you're very right. In the 80s.
Because abortion is a thing. AIDS cure is still not a thing. Yeah.
No. I mean, nowadays we have like very treatable. It's very treatable, but back then you had like 6 months.
Yeah.
And that's all you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Back then, unless you were Magic Johnson,
yeah,
you were dead.
Nowadays, and then nowadays, it's very, the cocktail is very expensive. So like you can't just go in and like, yeah, it's like you're paying like $3,000 a month for that
shit. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, worst case scenario, other than AIDS, was pregnant.
Pregnant, sure.
Also, second worst case scenario.
And the second worst scenario was
insane.
Crazy murderer.
Yeah. I like the pregnant is first and then crazy murderer is second. Like, I can deal with crazy murderer.
Yeah, but
a baby?
Pregnant,
yeah. 18 months, I have a speech, if that ever comes to that. I've written down a speech.
Is it a lot of, you'll be okay. Fathers are overrated.
Yeah. It's a lot of, if you wanted help from me.
Yeah.
No.
Look, I knew my father. You don't need a father.
No, he sucked.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, having a strong woman that does everything. That's,
you know, in this misogynistic society, really what you need is a strong female role model to lead you forward into your...
Why even a dad?
You know what? I'm tired of the speech, whatever.
Anyway, get out of my place.
Get an abortion.
But this movie, it has a great scene where she's like, this is the perfect crazy shot, I think, in any movie.
The rabbit boiler?
No, not that. It's if you want to.
The suicide?
If you want to show how crazy a person is in one scene, I think this one does it better. It's the sitting there turning the light on and off.
That is very good.
Listening to the fucking song.
The opera song.
This opera song that he's at the opera with his wife at or some shit. And
has
like the Anne Butterfly. And she's just like turning the light on and off, just thinking about how she's going to fucking get him. And she gets him, all right?
Oh, she gets him.
Yeah. Boils a rabbit.
Boils a rabbit.
Tries to kill the wife.
Frames him for murder.
That's true. She like...
But also then tries to kill everybody and gets shot in the bathtub.
Yeah, the wife kills...
I mean, there's multiple...
Her endings. And the baby.
There's multiple endings.
But the one that we saw.
Oh, yeah. Baby, too.
She was pregnant. So,
yeah.
Although he doesn't really check up on that. I still don't think she was actually pregnant.
No, she definitely wasn't.
Right? No,
that was just a lie.
She's making it... Officer and Gentleman style.
Yep.
Just making it up to... listen to the last episode. Yeah, making it up just to reel him in.
Strapping in.
Oh, and then she calls his house a bunch of times, and then work shows up at his work.
First of all, Michael Douglas, don't bring your dog into that shit.
No.
You never bring a dog in.
No.
Don't bring a dog. Don't bring a child. It's the rule of abortions. It's the rule of
cheating. In the abortion book.
It's the abortions.
The abortion rule book.
The cheating rule book. Do not bring dog. Do not bring child.
Don't bring a rabbit.
Yeah. Do not bring rabbit.
Yeah. Don't bring a rabbit into this one.
Don't do it.
No. Yeah. It's great because it's two really good sex scenes. They have really good sex.
They do have good sex.
The elevator and then on the
sink. I mean, that's
the
whole thing, right? She's not that hot, but that's sex.
She's not that hot, but the sex is good.
The sex is amazing.
And then after that, it's just all desperation. And I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like that.
No one has.
No. Yeah. It's when you're dealing with a crazy person, but it's all desperation. And there's nothing you can do. Like, because they'll tell you, like, was it in another movie where they say that? Or somebody told me that.
I think this is just your real life.
It's my real life. No, it was like they had a stalker. It was a movie. It was a movie I saw where they were like, the cops were like, we can get a restraining order.
It was this movie.
But it's probably going to make them go crazy.
It's this movie.
Is it this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like, yeah. So you can't even do that.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to make everything worse.
Yep.
There's no getting out of this. Also, Michael Douglas should have come forward very early on. As soon as the crazy started, he should have been like, hey, listen. This is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he keeps doing that thing where he's like, I mean, I can get myself out of this. I can get myself out of this.
Would you?
No, no.
No, you're going to lie.
You're going to
lie. You're obviously going to lie.
And you're going to lie on top of lying.
You're going to lie.
And eventually, it's
lying
just like.
Lying never goes wrong.
It's that secretary that was super enemy. Remember I told you the secretary that was super enemy?
I said the thing.
And she's like, I don't remember that. But yeah, there was a girl that, and she got let go. And now she's like obsessing over me and making things up. She's crazy. Exactly.
There was and in fairness, he did work with her once. So he's like, yeah, I met this girl like three times. I didn't even. I just said hi, and she was all like all over me, and I was just like, hey, I'm married. And
yeah.
You just like push it off. Lie to your wife. Lie to your wife.
There's that great scene where he shows up and she's there talking to his wife.
That's right.
To try to buy the apartment, freaky. Right? Yeah. It is the biggest fear that we have.
Yeah, because we all want to cheat.
Yeah, because we all want to cheat, but the consequences of that are a crazy person boiling your fucking rabbit alive.
And trying to kill you.
Yeah, and having your baby. So you're connected to that person forever, for the rest of your life.
Don't want.
Oh, my God. God, just talking about it gives me anxiety, dude.
It really is bad.
I get like
really
scared,
bad.
Like
I'm
legitimately
very
scared.
Right now, yeah. I don't know whether I need to be faithful to my girlfriend or just...
Or just cheat better.
Or just cheat better. I think that's what I'm really leaning towards, if I got to be honest.
Just being better at cheating.
Just being better at cheating. Picking less crazy ladies to cheat on.
Yeah. And also completely out of the circle.
Yeah. Maybe I should cheat in like Texas.
Well, yeah. You do old school 1950s style cheating. Yeah. Where you have another family in another city. Because you're a traveling person.
That's right.
You're like, yeah, I got to go on the road.
Go to Houston. I cheat over there.
And then you just have another family.
My Houston family, though.
Weird. It's weird also. It's weird also that in 1950s, you could be a traveling salesman and support two fucking families.
Yeah. Well, the economy was much better.
I can't support myself now. And I'm myself.
Look, a single family income in the 1950s better than a two income family now. We'll be back next week where we're going to get even closer to that final countdown.
Yeah.
We've got a few more extra special episodes coming at you. We're going outside the countdown to talk about some of our favorites.
Yeah.
But if you have some of your favorites that you absolutely positively...
If there's an 80s movie that we have to watch and talk about.
Or if you just have questions, concerns, comments, or, I don't know, dick pics.
Yeah.
Don't send those. Don't send those last ones.
I mean, you can.
We're going to delete
them.
We're
not going to like enjoy them or anything like that.
I mean,
unless it's a good one.
Might be really good.
All right. It's a good one.
It's really good. Anyways, blogwatchdogs.com. Also, remember, we are on Instagram and we are killing it over there.
Yeah.
So join us there. We're trying to get up to that high mark.
Yeah.
Of whatever. I don't know. What's high anymore?
14 million followers.
14 million followers. We're trying to get to Kim Kardashian levels, so
yeah,
definitely
we're to be
follow
influencers.
Us there. So we can promote, I don't know, cologne or something?
Yeah, you get paid like $150,000 to promote some cologne.
I would like that.
Yeah.
So follow us on Instagram, and until next week, I am, of course, EG Sites.
I am obviously Francisco Andin.
And we'll be back next week. Until then, good night, and... good journey.
We love you.